मेरी वाइफ काफी दिनों से इंटरनेट सर्फिंग कर रही है। डिसलेक्सिया पे छपी सारी जानकारी उसने पढ़ डाली है। आपको बताना था।
क्यों, मुझे क्यों बताना था?
नहीं, कहीं आप ये सोच के ना बैठे हो कि हम उन लोगों में से हैं जो अपने बच्चों का ख्याल नहीं करते।
ख्याल करना बहुत जरूरी है मिस्टर अवस्थी। इसमें इलाज की शक्ति है। एक मरहम है जिससे दर्द मिटता है। बच्चे को तसल्ली हो जाती है कि उसका कोई ख्याल करता है। एक आध झप्पी, प्यार भरी पप्पी, ये दिखाने को कि मैं ख्याल करता हूं, बेटा मैं तुमसे प्यार करता हूं। अगर कोई फिक्र हो तो मेरे पास आओ। क्या हुआ जो तुम फिसले? गलती हुई, मैं हूं ना, ये दिलासा। ख्याल करना, ख्याल करना इसी को कहते हैं ना मिस्टर अवस्थी।
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Retro Movie Podcast, the podcast where everything is connected. I'm your host, Jacob Thompson, and joining me is my co-host, friend, and the person most likely to feed his dogs his homework, Alex Perkins. Perk, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good, thanks. I never had a dog when I had homework, so unfortunately, oh, really? it was off the table.
Your parents' dogs you didn't get until you were in college?
I think so. It was either that or it was like right before I left.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that. I guess I was going to say that's weird, but I mean, we didn't really become friends until late high school.
True.
And my family didn't get their dog until I was in high school too. So actually, yeah, I also have not done that strat.
I think it was my brother's birthday of my senior year. So I guess in theory, I could have fed the dog my home.
Your homework or your diploma, maybe, you know, if they're feeling hungry.
Whatever works.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. This is the podcast where every week Perk and I review a movie that's connected to the last one we watched. If you like our show, we post on pretty much every Friday, or we try to, on podcast services and YouTube. If you like our show, share it with your friends and come watch the movies with us. Last week, we watched a movie called Three Idiots and really enjoyed it, especially Amir Khan. So we followed him to this week's movie, Like Stars on Earth. Perk, why don't you intro it for us?
Yeah, all right. So Stars on Earth is a 2007 joint. It's the directorial debut of Amir Khan, who also stars in the film. It follows a kid with dyslexia who nobody really understands until he gets a creative thinking art teacher who kind of helps him overcome his differences.
Mm-hmm. There we go. I can go first, Perk, because sure. I feel like I throw it to you a lot. So this movie is so interesting because I feel like, okay, it's 2 hours and 45 minutes. I think this movie genuinely could have been an hour 45. I think the act one is so long.
It is, and absolutely so slow. Miserable.
Like, it takes like over an hour for Amir Khan to show up. And then once he shows up, fucking fantastic movie. I was bawling my eyes out, you know, at the end. And so this is such a hard one because, like, it genuinely has really good moments and has a great theme and all these things. But that first act is just brutal. So, yeah, it's a hard one to recommend almost. It's like if I would recommend it, I'd be like, hey, like, fast forward a bit or do something to get through the first act. Because, like, once Amir Khan shows up, I'm like, okay, this is great. I love all this stuff. But, yeah, it's hard to get through at the beginning there.
Yeah, so I might have given it away, but I was really not a fan. And I do agree with you. I think the second half of the movie is a lot better. I think part of that's because Amir Khan is a really good actor and a really great screen presence.
Yeah.
But it takes over 70 minutes. It takes almost an entire movie, almost a full petite maman for Amir Khan to show up in the movie. And before that, literally nothing happens except it's established that the kid has dyslexia and we just watch him be miserable for 70 minutes. And it's borderline insufferable. And
yeah, it's not a fun time.
I know, so a lot of times you can have your opinion on a movie influenced by the state of mind you're in when you watch it. The only free time I had to watch this movie was Sunday afternoon, and it was 71 degrees and gorgeous and sunny outside, and my couch has a huge view of the window, and I can see outside and just be bored out of my damn mind. So yeah, that didn't help. But yeah, I do agree. It turns for the better quite a bit in the second half.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I was texting you and you're like, yeah, I'll finish if I don't fall asleep. And I'm like, okay. I almost asked you, I'm like, are you going to fall asleep because like the movie is boring or bad? Or are you about to fall asleep because like you're especially tired? I didn't ask because I didn't want to color my own experience, because if I hear people like don't like a movie, then I'm going to go in expecting to not like it.
Poison the well, yeah.
But yeah, that first act, I'm like, okay, I know what Brooke was talking about, and I hope that he liked it better once it picked up. Because, like I said, the second movie of this movie is pretty good, but the first half is just, it's hard. And, like, I can understand where they're coming from of, like, okay, you really want to establish, like, how much this kid is suffering, but they didn't have to put in as much as they did. Like, it was a lot of repeated, like, things over and over again.
It's
or, like,
so redundant.
Think a scene is over and just, like, kept going. A lot of redundant shots and just kind of wasted time when they could have been just really moving things forward. And another thing I was trying to figure out too is like this movie came out in 2007, right? Yeah. And obviously we didn't grow up in India, right? We don't know what things were like in the country back then. And also, I mean, we were still relatively young. I mean, we were both like 10, 11 when this happened. And I can't speak for you, Kirk, but like, especially like when I got to college, I feel like learning disabilities and just like accommodations for people was like the bare minimum. Like every single, you know, test I took, the teacher professor was like, hey, if anybody needs accommodations, you know, we'll help you out. And so like it was almost hard for me sometimes to watch this. I'm like, does really no teacher understand what is happening here? Like the kid said the letters are dancing. That immediately it's like dyslexia, and they're all like, and I know it's a cultural thing too, where we thought it's the three idiots of like it's all about the race and getting ahead, and his father's ashamed that his son might even be impaired in any way. But I was just like, man, Is really nobody know about dyslexia? And I agree
because it's not like dyslexia is a new affliction.
Yeah,
they were talking about how Einstein had dyslexia, how
yeah.
Da Vinci had dyslexia. It surely by 2007, when the kid says the letters are dancing, like there's an obvious guess at what's going on. Yeah. But it takes like a dozen adult characters to just scold him for not trying hard enough. And given that's probably some lived perspective.
Oh, sure.
But you would think with all of the evidence they give us for over an hour, it should be pretty obvious what's going on.
And I think it wouldn't have been as frustrating or difficult to watch if not for the slow pacing. Like, if we didn't have to watch this kid just get beaten down for over an hour, you know, that'd be one thing. But it's hard when like I have time to think because not a lot's happening, and then I'm starting to question the movie. And like I said, we didn't grow up in India, but it was like this was still like 20 years ago or so, or 15 years ago. And it's like, but it still feels a little bit unbelievable at times. And you mentioned in your intro like it was a kind of the creativity of this art teacher. I'm like, yes, but also he just knew more about disabilities because he worked with his disabilities. But like, I'm just baffled at these teachers of like, okay, you've been a teacher for how long? You've had how many kids come through the system?
Never, and you run into a kid with dyslexia before.
Yeah, it's insane to me. But because we knew kids growing up in our high school class that had dyslexia and stuff. And it's just like, but anyway, that's also the kind of the point of the movie is to raise awareness. And I think it does a good job of that. And, you know, like I said, I really like the ending and stuff, but it really is just hindered by that first act, which is very, very unfortunate.
And I will say, even when it turns around and Amir Khan shows up, it still is incredibly drawn out. I think this 2-hour and 45-minute movie needed to be 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Because let's break down what happens in this movie. A kid has dyslexia. An art teacher figures out about it. They have one learning montage, and then he paints a picture. And that's 2-hour and 45-minute.
Yeah.
But there is almost no story at all, given the second half of the movie is a lot of smaller moments, a lot of character interaction. But from a plot standpoint, almost nothing happens for the entire movie. And even the, like, we know my stance on montages. I'm not a big fan, but the only development on this, like, it's a 2-hour and 45-minute movie about this kid's learning disability, and they resolve the learning disability in a 2-minute montage.
Yeah, it felt really fast. Yeah. It felt really fast he kind of was able, and granted, he wasn't, like, perfect, but it's like, oh, yeah, he seems like he's way better at reading and writing after, yeah, this one montage, which, yeah, that, yeah, I agree. It felt way too fast in a movie this drawn out. And I wish I knew more about this, but I have a friend who was from India I was talking to recently about movies and stuff. And I asked him, cause I'm like, I've noticed like all these movies we're watching at India are 3 hours-ish. And I'm like, is that like changing at all? And it's like, yeah, newer movies are starting to kind of get the runtime down. And especially like indie movies in India are getting shorter and shorter. But I almost wonder if it's like a cultural thing where they feel like maybe back then people felt like they had to make movies this long for whatever reason. Cause yeah, it just seems so unnecessary. There's so much added fluff, but to get away from dunking on the movie, I do want to shout out a couple moments that I really enjoyed. I could watch another 2 hours and 45 minutes of Amir Khan's character just dunking on Ishan's dad. Like, those are some of my absolute favorite moments in this movie where he's trying to get him to understand, so he has like him try to read Chinese, and you know, that bit is great. And then probably my favorite scene in the movie is when he kind of, Ishan's dad comes to talk to Amir Khan, and he's like, just so you know, we've been reading about dyslexia. And he's like, okay. And he's like, why did you tell me that? He's like, just to show that we care. And
it's nice Amir Khan, you think you care.
Yeah, that you think you care. And he explains to him what caring actually is. And I just really loved how you can clearly see how that visibly affects Ishan's father. And then he goes out and sees his son, and he's like, can't even face him, and you know, goes away. Like, that was like an incredible scene and moment. So there are really good things in this movie. For sure.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I also have a few things that I liked. The group painting contest at the amphitheater, that whole scene is just really fun, really light and awesome, and lots of, you know, beautiful colors because everyone's out here painting and having a good time. It was just a nice moment. And then I thought that actually I think the animated scenes are really cool and really well done. There are a few scenes that are put together to try and depict what's going on in Ishan's head. So like right at the start of the movie, there's just a giant word scramble and then letters just kind of get out of control.
Yeah.
I had a great time with the little, when he's going through his thought process on 3 times 9.
That was great.
He grabs Earth because it's the third planet and just pancakes Pluto, and like, Pluto is gone. 3 times 9 = 3. That scene was great and really hilarious.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed those too. And yeah, going back to the painting competition, I really liked the drawings of the other teachers, the kind of caricature drawings, and them kind of opening up a little bit, kind of laughing at how bad they were at drawing. Like, oh, that was really sweet. And then I don't know if you saw it coming or not. I didn't, but getting the reveal of Amir Khan's painting and it being Ishan like smiling, that broke me, man. That was that was just like such a beautiful painting, and like you knew Ishan was gonna win the whole thing, but like it still got me good. This dude knows how to make me cry. You know, three idiots in this one. I was still bawling at the end. So the movie was still very emotionally effective despite it being a little bloated.
But. Yeah, I wasn't tearing up or anything, but I do think that that ending was very effective. And it's definitely a nice story of overcoming adversity. It's nice to root for someone, you know, beating their shortcomings.
Yeah. And like, I don't know, it's hard. Cause I don't feel like we needed as much time as we did to set up Ishan, where Ishan was at when he meets Amir Khan. But I did think it was genuinely sad to see how happy Ishan was as a child in the beginning, and then to see him like just completely out of it and depressed and just beaten down by the time Amir Khan shows up. Like, I don't know. I think that was because like I'd seen the trailer of this movie. So I'm like, okay, well, Archie's gonna come in. He's gonna start painting right away, and they're gonna be best friends or whatever, and it's gonna be great. But it's like, no, it takes some time because Ishan's like literally like arguably close to hurting himself. Like, it's, I don't know. It's very sad. We didn't need as much time as we did set it up, but I think it works pretty well of like, you think it's going to be good right away, but it takes some time to kind of get it to open up and stuff. But yeah, anything else you want to talk about? I mean, it's hard. Really. There's not a lot of plot
There's not much to bite into here. We might be looking for land speed record on shortest episode.
Yeah. Do you have any recommendations based on this movie? I was trying to think of other. I'm sure I'm blanking out a ton of movies about young kids in school.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend any movie like this one. this movie specifically just, I would say, let me tell you, the kid's got dyslexia, skip to 70 minutes. And then it's a fine movie.
Yeah, I'd agree. The only thing I can think of was, I never seen it, but the movie Gifted with Chris Evans.
Oh, yeah.
It came out. I think people like it, but it's about like a child who her parents are going through divorce and she's like very gifted, as the title would say, and stuff like that. But I don't know. Yeah, it's hard. I mean, I'm still an Amir Khan fan. I think he's great. He's the best part of this movie. But it's like, we got to make these movies shorter, man. And I hope that over time that they're getting better and better. All right, Parkway, you hinted at it, but we unfortunately have no bonus reviews because yours recorded a few days ago. And
we could hash through some trailers. You see any good trailers recently?
Well, here's the problem, Perk, is right now it's Summer Games Fest, and I've been up to my eyeballs in game showcases. So I've just been deep in all that lately. I've not been able to watch any. So the only thing I think of is like, The Flash is coming out this weekend, and I'm trying to figure out if I want to go see it or not. I think I probably will, just because of the nerddom fan in me. I wanted to be kind of up to date on all the pop culture stuff. But that's about it. What about you?
I could do a quick little run through, I guess, some of the summer blockbuster trailers that have been coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the first trailer for Barbie looked great, and I think the second trailer for Barbie looked not great. So,
oh, interesting. I like the second trailer because we understood now. Yeah, I can't talk. We now understand what the movie's about. It's like the Lego movie kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And so I'm curious to see where it goes.
Yeah, there's a scene in one of the trailers that's like a bunch of the Kens talking about a beach off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sure hope that's not where we're going for the humor in the movie.
Here's the thing, though. I trust Greta Gerwig. I trust Greta Gerwig. I think there's going to be, for lack of a term, like a twist or some sort of like abrupt change at some point in the story. Mm-hmm. She's going to try to say something in this movie, right? So I'm very excited to see what that is.
I think Oppenheimer looks good, but I'm a Christopher Nolan stan.
Now, are you going to do the Barbie-Oppenheimer double feature?
No.
Because I think we're going to try to do that in my house. We're going to try to see both the same day.
Sounds like a fever dream. I love it. I am very excited for Asteroid City, the new Wes Anderson movie. And I just found out that there's a theater in Minnesota that's playing 35mm cut.
Ooh.
So I'm going to maybe try. It's very close. I might go try and see that.
Okay. Hit me up for that. I might be able to come with you. Okay.
Yeah, I just found out about this theater because I was looking for availability of 70mm for Oppenheimer, and there aren't any in Minnesota.
Oh, that sucks.
There's only one theater that has the capability to run 70mm, and that's how I found out about this theater. But they are doing some really cool stuff. Like, I think next month, maybe, they're doing 35mm Inception.
Ooh.
They got The Dark Knight coming through, which is a movie I've always wanted to see on the big screen. Just a bunch of cool little stuff. It seems to be just an independently run, single screen type. We do one showing a week, so
I might have to check that out.
I am not going to watch it because I'm sure it's terrible, but I actually think the Little Mermaid trailer looked really good.
Mm.
At least the one I saw in theaters.
I mean, it's out now, right? Didn't it come out?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's fine. It's just, I wouldn't waste my time on it.
I'm not ever going to argue the Little Mermaid, like the original, is bad. I just don't really care about that much. So I'm just not really interested in seeing the live action version. Like,
fair enough.
Yeah. No opinion.
I think I've already heard negative reviews, but I also think that the Indiana Jones trailer looks pretty good.
Really? Yeah. I'm shocked. I'm shocked to hear that. I think the movie looks absolutely horrible.
I'm sure it is going to be. But on the validity of the trailer alone, I thought the trailer looked kind of cool.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm not really sure why we just need to keep adding sidekicks. Like it's what, his niece now?
Phoebe Waller-Bridge? It's his goddaughter. Goddaughter.
Okay, goddaughter.
But I am baffled. How did they get Harrison Ford to agree to that movie?
Probably
like,
a lot
I do
of
not
money.
Understand. But even with a lot of money, like I don't understand that, man.
That's clearly a character that he has far more emotional tie to than, like, he had to be, like, forced into playing Han Solo again to the point where I think he negotiated for, like, a 2% box office take, which turned out to be a lot of money. But
I just remember hearing all those stories about how he get drag kicking and streaming to do Star Wars. And I would assume it'd be the same with Indiana Jones, but yeah, maybe not. Maybe he just has a soft spot.
Yeah, they seem pretty similar.
Are you going to see Transformers Rise of the Beasts?
No shot. No chance in hell.
I was entertaining it for a moment of possibly going to see it because it looks, I don't know, eye candy, cool action stuff. But all the reviews I hear are just like, it's forgettable as hell. So I'm not going to waste the $15.
I loved the first couple when I was 12 or whatever, but that was just such a different point in time.
Yeah. When I heard that Bumblebee was good, and this is kind of the sequel to Bumblebee, but it's just not even as good as that. So,
yeah,
unfortunate.
So be it. Yeah. I don't know, that's,
is that that's all you got?
All I can think of, at least.
One thing I do, one other movie I'll talk about. When I went to saw Spider-Verse, I saw this trailer. Did you see the trailer for that new DreamWorks movie, like the Teenage Kraken? Did that come up on the previews?
Although I did see the trailer for Elemental, which I already forgot entirely. So
Elemental's not doing anything for me. I've heard it's good.
Whatever.
Screenings and stuff.
I'm sure it is. But
I don't know. I'm not really interested in it. But okay, so this movie, Ruby Gilman, Teenage Kraken. Okay, this is the newest DreamWorks movie coming out. And supposedly it's like the team that did Shrek and How to Train Your Dragon stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This trailer came on before Spider-Verse. This is like one of like the worst movies I've ever seen. Like I am baffled that DreamWorks, and maybe it'll be good, I don't know, but like DreamWorks has been pretty solid for a long time, and like How to Train Your Dragon, people love that series and I love the first one, but it's just like
maybe
the trailer was just edited so poorly because it was a really bad trailer, but it just like looks like just bad, man. Just I don't like poor idea, poor execution, not enough time. Like I don't know, I was shocked. I was in that theater, absolutely shocked. I wouldn't take my kid to see that movie.
But Sam Richardson's in it, so I'm sure it's worth.
So you're gonna go?
No, of course not.
It was kind of giving me vibes of, do you remember that show, My Life as a Teenage Robot?
Yes, I do.
That was a great show.
It was a great show.
We should just bring that show back and cancel this movie is what I'm trying to get at. My Life as a Teenage Robot to come back because I freaking love that show. But yeah, it was very odd. I'd never heard of the movie before in my life, and apparently it's coming out in 2 weeks, and doesn't look great.
No, I am so over the DreamWorks animation.
Like their art style?
Yeah. Same thing with Illumination's art style. I'm just so sick of it. There's just no development
at all.
Did you
see the news that they're in final talks for Illumination to get the Link or Legend of Zelda license?
Yeah, it'll be really bad.
Yeah,
I want to
stay hopeful.
Yeah,
but yeah,
they can get away with Mario because all Mario needed to be was a crowd pleaser, you know, fan service, fun time, and it was with lots of colors for kids. Zelda usually has a pretty deep story and lots of intricate characters and
just a lot darker in general.
Yeah,
like all the stories are very
weightier themes, and I think they're gonna do a terrible job. I'm not hopeful, but I will see, I guess.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like I haven't played a lot of Zelda games. I've beaten Phantom Hourglass on the DS, and I've beaten Breath of the Wild. I'm currently playing Tears of the Kingdom. I played a little bit of like Twilight Princess, a little bit of Wind Waker here and there, but I never could get into them. But I've watched a lot of YouTube videos about Zelda, and like I agree with you that they often are darker and they have like more mature themes, but I feel like the games never fully have executed on that, just from a storytelling perspective. So I've been always wanting like a really, really good dark like Zelda movie or show. And sure. I don't think Illumination will be able to bring that, unfortunately, based on their previous work.
No, I doubt it.
But I don't know. You know how Nintendo is. They're very protective of their IP. Maybe they'll be helicopter parenting it and it'll be okay.
Just chuck it in the trash if it's garbage.
Yeah, because
works for me.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they did that or just brought someone else if they didn't like how it was turning out. But we will see. All right. Well, that is our episode for this week. We'll keep everyone all updated on if we do watch some of these summer blockbusters and what we think of them in our bonus reviews as time goes on. But before that, we have to reveal what we're watching next week. And this will be our final movie from India for now. We're closing off our India string with a movie called Sholay. So I found this movie because I was curious on like the best performing movies in the Indian box office of all time. So I looked at like Wikipedia, and the most money-making, most profitable is Bahubali, which we watched. And the most tickets sold ever was Sholay, which is this movie from 1975, an Indian classic, as far as I understand. And so I'm like, oh, we should try to watch that. And Perk found a connection with like Stars on Earth. So when Amir Khan's character is talking about kind of famous people that have had dyslexia or learning disabilities, one of the people he talks about is Abhishek Bachchan. I'm going to try to say that, who I think apparently is a very famous actor in India. And his father, Amitabh Bachchan, is stars in Sholay. So we'll be watching that next week. That is available to rent only, unfortunately, but it's a little bit cheaper because it's very old. So yeah, I'm really excited for this one, honestly, to see kind of just that era of filmmaking out of India. It's going to be another long one, but you know, maybe after this we can do some short movies. But yeah, so next week will be Sholay, available to rent. But until then, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye-bye.